a little orgy for you, baby. That was Blue Monday. They got a big sexy show tonight at Deep Ellum Live. And they just, the promotions team said, okay, they're here, Jesse, we're going to bring them in. And they've teased me because apparently the guys aren't quite ready to come into the studio. So we're going to wait for them here about 4 more minutes. So stick around, we're going to talk to Orgy. Lou, are you listening? I love you. Here's Switchfoot. This is Meant to Live on the Edge. Until 7 o'clock, we got a huge show tonight in Deep Ellum. It is Deep Ellum Live. We got a live show with the gentlemen of Orgy. In fact, we're awaiting their arrival. So let me pay some bills, and hopefully the guys will be here within the next 5 to 10 minutes. And we've got the brand new record. It's called Punk Static Paranoia. Hopefully we're going to be able to play the new song coming up next. With you until 7 o'clock, and with me in the studio right now, we've got part of Orgy. Jay's here. Hi, darling.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Can I just, want to flash back for a moment, because the last time I saw you, it was such a religious experience. Orgy was here, I think it was 3 years ago for Edgefest.
Yeah, exactly.
It was such an astonishing lineup. Orgy, I think Fuel was there, Weezer, The Cult. Oh, my God, it was brilliant. You guys did such a phenomenal job.
Thank you very much.
How have you been? I know there's been some weird stuff going on with the record label, and then Bobby left, but now he's back. How is everything? What's going on with the band?
It's pretty crazy for a while. You know, I started a record label, and, you know, we were in the process. Reprise kind of changed over their whole, infrastructure. And so we were kind of like sitting around going, what are we doing here? And, you know, and I'd always wanted to, you know, do the label thing. So my father and I kind of got together and put the band on my label. And, you know, so that took some time, and we made a record, and, you know, there was a lot of time off, and, you know, people started doing their own projects and stuff like that. You know, we all kind of did our own things for a little while, and, you know, just kind of got back together and decided to do this thing.
That has to help to some degree, though, to sort of branch out and do different things so that you can come back together even stronger than ever.
It definitely really does. You know, like, I mean, I've always kind of done a lot of other projects, you know, produce things and do remixes and whatnot, and, the other guys in the band all got a chance to do that this time around, so it was cool.
And was there something, did you do something? I know you've done some acting. What is the Freaky Friday thing?
That's Amir.
Okay.
Amir did that. He was in that movie, you know. He kind of, like, taught everybody how to, like, hold a guitar and, you know, play
cool.
guitar and stuff. And then he did, like, some kind of, you know, cameo appearance in the movie as well. And, you know, stuff like that.
What, now let me ask you, because I remember I laughed and I went digging for this because I'd interviewed you 3 years ago. And I remember when Vapor Transmission came out, somebody in the band, I can't remember who it was, said that it was like to describe the CD, that it was like a punch in the face, but of the vein, I'm going to knock you down and take your girlfriend's lipstick sort of thing to describe the sound of that record. Does anyone have any smart ass comments for this new one, Punk Static Paranoia?
Punk Static is just kind of like, you know, it was kind of the sign of the times, you know, just how just, you know, my take on everything right now, you know, because everybody's crazy right now. And I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, just what I feel that the state of the world is right now, I guess. So, and kind of like, you know, mixed in with what we've been going through over the last 3 years.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because I know sometimes, like, when you were on the Vapor Transmission tour, that maybe you were writing songs then that might have appeared on this record. And I'm curious if there are any particular songs on this record that were definitely colored by what you've experienced over the course of the last 3 years, specifically Ashamed, which is my favorite song on the record.
Oh, you like that one?
I love it.
Oh, cool. that song, that was kind of right after the Vapor Transmission thing, you know, when we got back off the road. We started writing songs for this record, and that was one of the first ones.
And what, now I heard something cool. The first single off the record is called The Obvious, but I thought I'd read an interview where you said that that was originally meant for Vapor Transmission, but you sort of put it back in the nest and sat on it so that it could hatch later, and that's why it's on this record?
Exactly. Yeah, that was definitely supposed to be on the second record, and for some reason it just didn't seem ready at the time, and we were kind of unsure about it, so we just kind of left it off, and then people got mad at us and said, you guys are stupid. You know, should put that song.
Did you adjust it in any way? I mean, what did you add to it? Or
not really. We just, you know, just kind of we kind of revamped the drums a little bit, and that was it. The vocals stayed the same, and you know, we were going to change the chorus around a little bit, and we just kind of left it. Just put a new drum beat on it and left it.
Well, the new record came out February 23rd, correct?
24th.
Did you just get nominated for something?
Yeah, like a California Music Award.
Hey, right on. Awesome. Well, let me play this new song because it's absolutely brilliant. This is Orgy. They're going to be performing tonight at Deep Ellum Live. Tickets are on sale now. I have tickets. I have backstage passes.
Yeah, you do.
214 or 817-787-1102. Papa Lou, if you're listening, this one's for you. This is The Obvious on 102.1 The Edge.